There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from sunny Southern California. And, of course, brought to you on behalf of Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines from World of Sports. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Look, there's a lot to get to, and one pick, I think, is a surefire pick. For this weekend. I'll give you all my picks later on this hour. We got, we got Brandon Whedon's going to join us as well. I'll ask him about some of the things we've seen, some of the things we will see this upcoming weekend. But I thought this was really interesting, maybe really, really telling. Was there's a, obviously today there's a, you look and you're like, man, there's one black head coach in the NFL. Like that's not good. That's not good. Now, is there what has a tendency to happen when you're in a spot like this is you'll get all of the latent claims of racism and institutionalized racism, which, I mean, look, I think if most human beings are reasonable and patient, understanding, there's, what, 7 jobs open? Is that right now? Seven? Okay. Seven, and that's not counting the Raiders. There's a possibility of the Seahawks. My guess is, you know, somewhere between 3 and 7 of them will be occupied by black men by the end of the hiring cycle, right? Like it's, but what's always interesting is that we don't look at so many of the different teams and we just make claims of what's the logic behind it, right? Here's what I mean. Okay, take the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins have a black GM and a black head coach. The black GM got the black head coach fired because they just couldn't get along. That has nothing to do with color of skin. That has to do with two men who are both want to win and had different views of it and felt like they couldn't work together, right? You get claims about somehow Eric Bieniemy every year is like, well, Eric, why won't Eric Bieniemy get a job? I think I've presented that to you previously based upon three different talks I've had with three different general managers in why he didn't get a job and somebody else did. And really all of them said the exact same thing. Like him as a guy, right? Like him as a guy, but just didn't blow us away with any sort of specific details to exactly what he wanted to do. And then when you compound that, you know, when you compound it with the fact that we don't know what he does in Kansas City, right? Andy Reid calls the plays. There's a quarterback coach, a passing game coordinator, and a run game coordinator, and Eric Bieniemy. So it's not one thing, it's the next. Do I think he gets a job? Probably. Yeah. I don't know what specific job. It all depends on what the right fit is. But I also think that we have to also be honest and go like, all right, look, most all of these teams have had a black head coach before. So you're basically asking people to only hire a certain race of people. That's not fair either. Does it have to change? Yeah. Will it change? Yeah. And I actually believe that it has really changed. It's part of it is, I think the front office stuff needs to continue to evolve. That's where the real numbers are, you know? But we also have to factor in that what it we use one stat, which I believe is a, for the most part, it's not really a viable stat in terms of hiring a head coach. And that is 70% of the players are black in the NFL. So a higher percentage of coaches need to be black. Well, a higher percentage of coaches need to be black. It has nothing to do with the percentage of players. Because the idea that you had to have played in the, is the idea that you have to have played in the NFL to be a head coach, or in order to communicate with black players, you have to be black. Players want to be coached and they want coaches that are all in. Do they like coaches that have played? Absolutely. But just because you played does not mean you know how to coach. And just because you coach doesn't mean you know how to play. And just because you've done any of that stuff doesn't mean you know how to be in the front office. I think what you're seeing is, and honestly, Dan Campbell probably gives you the most hope if you're Eric Bieniemy, right? Because Dan Campbell is a super high energy, beloved kind of football guy. And I don't know if Eric Bieniemy is that high of energy, but he's generally a well-liked football guy. And then Dan Campbell went about and almost all of his coaches, like Aaron Glenn, who's his defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn was a really good football player. So that as a trend helps the trend as coaches. But we also have to realize, like, in the United States, 13% of the population is black. So does the population of head coach have to mirror the population, or does the population of head coaches have to mirror the population of the NFL? If it's not a prerequisite to be a head coach that you played in the NFL. Does that make any sense? Does it look bad today? Of course, especially as good a coach as Mike Tomlin is. Is it going to stay that way? Of course not. Of course not. There's been incompetent head coaches that are white. There have been incompetent head coaches that are black. There's been one-and-done coaches that are white. There have been one-and-done coaches that are black. Right? Urban Meyer didn't make it through the season. David Culley did. Urban Meyer had a long history of success, granted, at the college level. David Culley, nobody thought would be a head coach. They both got fired. Completely different reasons. Both rebuilding jobs. You know? Both rebuilding jobs. Do I think it changes? I know it does. I mean, like, the Texans are going to hire one of two coaches, most likely a black head coach. I would guess that I'm gonna go the over-under. If the over-under is 3, I would go over. If the over-under is 4, I would hold my money. And then you get to 5, and all you need is a couple of head coaches to have success, and it continues to progress that way. You know? But part of it is that, and this all does go back to years and years on some level ago, but there have been, now that there are more black quarterbacks, the Byron Leftwiches of the world, you know, quarterbacks become coordinators and coordinators become coaches, especially with the offensive world in the NBA, in the NFL. I think we're in the middle of progress. I think it just doesn't feel that way at this moment in time. It just doesn't feel that way. Yes, Jay Stewart.
And Doug, what I'm about to ask you, it's very political, and I know it goes back to the arguments that we always had over affirmative action too, but I think it applies here. If the NFL in general kind of gives into this public pressure to hire more black head coaches, right? You have coaches out there that have earned it on merit.
Yes.
Black head coaches that are waiting for that shot, that have worked their way up the system and deserve these jobs, I think it's a disservice to them to pressure any entity to hire the black coaches, right?
Completely agree.
Because once they get hired, then it's, yeah, they hired him because he's black, and that's just not fair.
There's a guy who's trolling me, listens to the show, which I appreciate. His name's Politically Petty GW. Hold up. Did Doug just say people remain patient? They had the nerve and try and use the Miami situation. Then he throws shades at Eric Bieniemy. Doug Peterson was under Reed. He got a job. More white splaining like black people made up racism. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Doug Peterson was, when he was hired, by the way, just so you're aware, when Doug Peterson was hired, it was ripped to smithereens. Okay, ripped to smithereens by Michael Lombardi. Tell me I'm wrong. Go, so anybody, just if you have any time, Google. Michael Lombardi crushed it. He never called plays, doesn't know what he's doing, complete dope, right? That's basically what he called him. Okay? Andy Reid's two previous play callers who were hired, okay? Doug Peterson was fired last year, did win a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, and the other one is Matt Nagy, who just got fired with the Chicago Bears. Okay. So actually how it works, if it's political, petty, whatever your name is, guy, okay, the way it works is family tree guys hire family tree guys. Right? They just do. So an Andy Reid guy will hire who they a guy who came from, for example, Chris Ballard was in Kansas City. Chris Ballard and Matt Nagy is super, super close. Their boys were on the same AAU team. Very close friends. Chris Ballard gets the job in Indy. He wanted to hire Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy wanted the Bears job instead. Okay? But if Chris Ballard, whatever his interactions with with Eric Bieniemy were, he didn't want to hire him. Look, Eric Bieniemy didn't get the job because I know the jobs he interviewed for. And they were wildly underwhelmed by what he said his plan would be on a litany of levels. Here's what you have to understand. If you want to claim that this has happened because of racism, you have to believe that there are general managers in the NFL that their goal is not to win the most football games. Their goal is to hire a white coach, which is the most ludicrous thing ever. All anybody wants to do in professional sports is win. That's it. Do you know why? Because when you win, you get to keep your job and you make more money. And by keeping your job, you don't have to go home and tell your wife, honey, we're moving again. You don't have to pull your kids out of school. And you can get a little bit bigger house. You can put a little bit more of them away. That's really how it works. I've said this before about quarterbacks. You had this like ludicrous idea that the Bears didn't want Deshaun Watson the Bears didn't want Deshaun Watson because they misevaluated Deshaun Watson. Their medical people said he would tear his knee again. He did. Okay. And they did not believe that he was a good enough decision maker in the red zone. They went and saw him. They evaluated him. They wanted Pat Mahomes, but they were worried because there were some negatives to Pat Mahomes. Several teams passed on Pat Mahomes and are kicking themselves because of it. They passed on Deshaun Watson, and up until this past offseason, they were kicking themselves because of it. So not every decision is made. It's the right decision, but I don't believe any of the decisions that are made because of the color of skin. I just don't. Got to prove me otherwise. I think Bieniemy gets a job. I think Leftwich gets a job. And Byron, here's why. Do you guys remember, like, one of the best pictures I've ever seen in college sports? You guys remember when Byron Leftwich was hurt at Marshall and his teammates were carrying him down the field because they were in the 2 minute and he had to get to the next? Do you guys remember that?
I do. Yeah, that was great.
I mean, it's unbelievably powerful. That's what a coach looks like. A coach looks like somebody who the teammates are going to carry them down the field. Carry them down the field. But, like, look, I agree with you. There are plenty of really talented people. Aaron Glenn is somebody. Gerard Mayo is going to get a job. I guess Brian Flores, I'm hearing more Giants. The problem with the Giants is they just fired a Patriot assistant, but this guy's been a head coach and won more games. I'd be really interested to see if they hire Brian Flores because Belichick carries a ton of weight with John Mara. And John Mara doesn't feel like he wanted to fire Joe Judge. So does it look bad? Of course it does. But it's also seven opportunities to find the seven right head coaches. I mean, it's like you can, if you really want, you can go, well, the Oakland Raiders, you know, they had John Gruden, and look at John Gruden. And the Oakland Raiders are generally considered one of the most forward-thinking football teams and professional sports organizations. I believe they hired Art Shell. Was he the first black head coach in the NFL? So, let's not act like this has been every year has been one black head. There's been plenty. Jim Caldwell, the only reason Jim Caldwell hadn't been a head coach was he had some health issues, which he's now told people, and it's out there, that he's gotten healthier. He's also in his mid to late 60s. But, like, you had, during the year, you had people yelling for Jim Caldwell to get a job. Like, Jim Caldwell is a good man and a good football coach, beloved dude. But it is a job where those guys work crazy hours. And there were lots of questions about his health. Lots of questions about his health. And he has gone around saying, I want one more shot at this thing. And he'll probably get one more shot at that thing. And if I were Jim Caldwell and you take a job, I would take a job and I would get an heir apparent to go with me so that I can coach for even longer and have somebody else handle the stuff I don't want to handle. But when you start to tell me about things that you don't know about, you kind of expose yourself as such as just being somebody who's yelling on media and social media. Does it look bad? Of course it looks bad. Is it going to be remedied? Of course it's going to be remedied. But you can't just knee-jerk it overnight. You got to find the right fit. And by the way, some of these jobs are not going to close up for a while because Bieniemy and Leftwich are going to be coaching for a while. And it's really hard to go hire a guy who's still coaching right now when there's not really a ton of rush. It's not like college football where you got to rush and hire a guy because you have a signing. You got the signing period. It's just not that way. So here he tweets me again. You're missing the point, jackass. Doug Peterson and Nagy got the job. Good old boy network. What are you talking about? They were ahead of Eric Bieniemy in the pecking order. They were calling the plays. And by the way, both of them Nagy made the playoffs a couple of the years and Peterson won a Super Bowl. Like, I don't even know what you're arguing about. That's not the good old boy network. It's how business works. You probably don't have a job. That's why you're listening to me and trolling me every day. Sorry, dude. If you have a job, you know that people who get jobs, it's because they follow people. Why is Jerod Mayo going to get the job with Houston? Because he was a great player with the Patriots. He got a job with the Patriots. And Nick Caserio is a guy who used to be with the Patriots. That's called business. That's how it works. Right? Why is Jim Harbaugh not going to get the Jacksonville job? Because the GM of Jacksonville used to be his GM in San Francisco and they had a falling out. pay attention. You know, I do think Todd Bowles will get. I thought Todd Bowles was he's obviously really good in Arizona's D coordinator, been very good in Tampa, not good with the Jets. But now you start to look around and go like, well, who could possibly be good with the Jets? We've had Raheem Morris on. He's done a good job with the Rams. And one of the things that happens with Raheem Morris, you take a job with Sean McVay, and now you become a part of Sean McVay's circle, right? It's not just Raheem Morris's guys. He was in Atlanta last year. He's in Tampa as the youngest head coach in the league at the time. But now you're a part of that Sean McVay circle. So that opens up doors to anybody who's like, hey, I need a Sean McVay guy. The one thing working against Morris, Vance Joseph, who's been a head coach, Leslie Frazier, who's been a interim head coach, Jim Caldwell has been a head coach. Jim Caldwell does not have this goal. Todd Bowles is, we have gotten to where more and more head coaches are offensive guys. Not all of them. More of them are offensive guys. That's the trend. That's the Zach Taylors. That's the Sean McVays. That's what happens. That's what happened in Green Bay. All right, a lot to get to. So why is there a Rooney rule? Well, I think that's obvious, right? It's to encourage people to interview more people of diversity. Okay? Rooney Rule has been in effect for a while. And some people believe the Rooney Rule doesn't work. I disagree. I'll give you a real quick on the Rooney Rule. Why I've always been a proponent of it and think it totally works. Brian Flores, okay, was the year before he got the Dolphin job. The reason I got the heads up on Brian Flores was there were a couple jobs open. And I called a couple of these GMs and they're like, hey, he's not going to get this job because he's not ready. He needs to be a D coordinator for a year. But this cat, Brian Flores, really sharp. Really, really sharp. Like, savant level sharp. I had two guys tell me that. And so what it does is it makes you reach outside of whatever your immediate circle is. It's great. Does it always come up with the intended effect? No. No. But let's also point out, while we're sitting here clamoring for some of these guys who have spent a ton of time building up a reputation in the National Football League, right? Like, you know, what's my man's name? Just got fired from the Broncos, Jay Stu. God, very good defensive coordinator, and he never had a quarterback. And he just got fired by the Broncos last week. Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio was assistant in the NFL for 50 years. Never got a shot. Wink Martindale has never gotten a shot. Right? It is really hard to get a head coaching job in the NFL. There's 32 jobs. And Andy Reid has a resume. If he's ever on the market, he gets a job. Bill Belichick, he's not leaving. Once you have a Super Bowl, it's really hard for anybody else. Mike McCarthy, I don't think he's a particularly good coach. But he won a Super Bowl, won a lot of games in Green Bay, so he got the Cowboys job. But to anybody who's like, wow, it's so hard to get, it's hard for everybody to get a job. There's 32 of them on earth. And there's 7 that are open. It'll happen. Everybody knows it. But I think it does take away from the hires of really good coaches. Todd Bowles is a perfect example. Failed with the Jets. I don't think it's close to all his fault. Then he went and with Tampa, he engineered a Super Bowl champion defense. And we'll see what they can do this year in the playoffs. And coaches get that second opportunity, that's when generally they find their footing. That's what happened with Belichick. But it's not easy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I love how people listen to radio. I love it because they hear things that I like that didn't actually happen, or maybe it did happen. And Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, the latest Lions Mortal Sports. Bet River Sportsbook, Bet River is the trust name in online sports betting. Got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you have a problem, don't worry, I will solve it. Check out my picks while the DJ revolves it. Ooh.
I want winners.
Well, we got them.
Touchdown!
Five NFL, five college.
Five on three. One, two, three.
Five. It's 5 for 5 with Doug Gottlieb.
All right, we're hitting 60% for the year. Let's try and push that sucker to like 70 by the time we get done with the playoffs. We got 6 games, so I only have to avoid 1 game. What game will I avoid? Ooh, do tell, do tell. I already told you I like, I love the Bengals. I just do. The Bengals are a team that are fresh, that are rested, that before they sat everybody down, they won 3 games in a row. They've already beaten the Raiders. Granted, most of those points were in the fourth quarter. Raiders are going to be on fumes. This is a 4:30 East Coast start time. That's a 1:30 West Coast start time. Remember, at about about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the West Coast, Sunday night was when the Raiders finished their regular season with an overtime win over the Chargers. I just think they're gassed. Gassed. Like the Bengals? A lot. And frankly, like the Bengals and the under. Under is the bonus. Bills taking on the New England Patriots. It's going to be cold in Buffalo, somewhere between 5 and 10 degrees. Check, please. Bills are a really good football team. And one of the things we've seen as we've kind of circled back around to the postseason is the teams we thought we were good are here. You know, the teams that have the elite quarterbacks, Chargers are the exception, are here. The Bills are better than the Patriots. Patriots are a bit of a mess right now in terms of some injuries. I don't know if Mac Jones has been figured out, but I think the Patriots, though I think Belichick has done a magnificent job generally in coaching, and I mean they will throw the kitchen sink at the Bills. There's just a difference when one team, one is at home, that's 3 points. Two has a better quarterback. And three, they've seen their own blood against the Patriots. So it's not like they dominated the Patriots twice and they think they're going to walk in and kick their butt again. They've lost at home. I think this is the Bills by fairly handily 7 to 10 points. Buffalo's a 4.5 point favorite. Give me Buffalo. I do have a dog for you. That's the San Francisco 49ers. I've heard it all. I've heard the bulletin board material will help the Cowboys win a game. I don't really get that one. I love the Niners. It's not that I don't like Micah Parsons, but there's just something missing with this Cowboy team. And I think the Niners are a team that, when healthy, have been among the elites in the NFL. Now, traveling away from home does give me a little bit, but they went into L.A. and beat the Rams. A very good pass rush. They can run the football. They found a way to get Deebo Samuel the football. Am I hesitant because Jimmy Garoppolo is going to make a big turnover? Of course. But I'm going to take the Niners. It's a favorite of so many for a reason. They got a legit shot. Give me the Niners on the road. This one is the one that I feel like it's going to be closer than people. This is another underdog game. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles are great by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't. But I think they're very good up front. Very good up front. And I've said I think Jalen Hurts is a talented backup, a low-end starter. But the Eagles have known that, and I know they've played a soft schedule, and they're not they don't have to win the game to win the bet. Right? They don't have to win the game to win the bet. I'm going to take the Eagles to cover this one. If you remember back to last year, we think of the New England Patriots as being this dominant playoff team. They struggled with the Washington football team. Why? Washington football team got after them. Right? Got after them. I think Philadelphia did the same. Give them the Eagles. And the last pick, Kansas City Chiefs take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to think Pittsburgh keeps it close. I really do. But then I've seen Big Ben throw football this year. And I know how good Kansas City can be. And I think this is winning time. And I think the Chiefs know it. Give me the Chiefs. Those are the picks. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Brandon Whedon's our guest in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Brandon, let me quickly go back to last week. Everyone I know in the league is gushing with praise about Justin Herbert. When you see Justin Herbert, as a guy who started for three different organizations in the league, what do you think? What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I see an immense amount of talent. I mean, the guy's got all the intangibles. He's a big dude, big arm, tough, can make all the throws. I mean, he's got it. There's no doubt. He's still a young player in the league, so he's still, obviously learning and seeing things for the first time. And, so he's going to have some bumps in the road there. But, the dude is freakishly talented. I mean, that game against the Raiders the other night was pretty remarkable. And what he did on fourth down in particular was crazy. But, I'm a fan, man. I think he's got a very bright future. He's got a lot of good players around him at the receiver position, at the running back position. I'm a fan. I think he is going to play that position for a long time if he can stay healthy. And he's fun to watch throw the football. I mean, he's athletic for how big he is, but can still stand in there and just deliver. Man, he's got big time arm talent.
What do you think the Raiders have left in the tank, considering the emotions it took to play that game and to win that game?
Yeah, I mean, and playing sports, man, once you get to the playoffs, you kind of just reset. I mean, all those bumps and bruises and nicks and pains you got, those immediately don't feel quite as bad. You kind of find a way to fight through it. But emotionally, they're able to get in the dance, and that's the goal of all 32 teams. But you got to say one thing. I mean, I was with Rich Bisaccia, the coach there now in Dallas, and I'm excited. Football coach, but I mean, what he's done with all the distractions and everything they've had going on in that organization to put themselves in this position, I mean, it's nothing short of unbelievable. I mean, they're playing hard for him. I mean, they're playing good on defense. Derek Carr is playing pretty good football. I mean, if they can get healthy, get Waller going, get Jacobs, healthy. I know he's got the ribs. I mean, they're kind of a scary team. They just kind of keep finding a way, you know, and they're just a tough football team. They kind of take after Bisacci. That's his mentality as a special teams guy. He's, you know, and he finally got his opportunity. So I'm excited to see those guys play as well as they are for him. You know, they're going up against a good, young, talented Cincinnati team that's playing well right now. Joe Burrow is playing really good football. So that to me, that's one of the more intriguing games, just because I really don't know what to expect. You know, there's so many unknowns, but that's gonna be a heck of a football game.
I don't see it. I just don't. I don't. Their offense hasn't been as good. I mean, they don't have the weaponry without Ruggs. Waller hasn't been the same. He's still working his way back from the knee, right?
Yeah.
And I don't. And Cincinnati's got dudes now. Can they get after the passer? Yeah. But we'll see. Let's get to the Cowboys. You played for the Cowboys. You started for the Cowboys. You know that team, that organization. A lot of people, myself included, picking San Francisco to come in and win the game. Micah Parsons is a freak. First team All Pro. Amazing player. And we're led to believe they have so much talent on offense. What do you think about the Cowboys in the matchup against the Niners?
Yeah, this is my favorite game of the weekend. I can't figure either team out, but I really can't figure Dallas out. Some weeks they'll come in, they just look like, you know, world beaters, and I mean just unstoppable on both sides of the ball. They're getting turnovers, they're getting after the passer, and scoring points at will. And then, you know, the next week, it's just, you know. I think it's going to come down to a few things offensively. I think Dak's got to get Amari Cooper going, and Amari Cooper's got to play well. Most importantly, I think Zeke's got to get going. I know he's rushed for 1,000 yards, but I still think it's kind of a quiet 1,000 yards. I don't think he's been as good as he has been, especially early in his career. You know, but most importantly, and I think this is where the game is going to be won or lost, it's crazy to say this because Dallas has been so good up front on the offensive line for so long, is they're going to have to play better up front. I mean, Zach Martin is an All-Pro, you know, right guard. He's a staple. When Tyron Smith's healthy, he's one of the better left tackles in the league. But other than that, they're average up front, in my opinion. I don't think they're playing very well. And San Francisco's got a good, you know, defensive line. They got a good front. They got a good second level. I mean, Fred Warner, those guys can run around. So I think it's going to be won or lost up front. You know, and kind of the same goes for Jimmy G. I think Dak's going to have to make a couple throws late in that game to give him a chance and not, you know, screw it up early, but he's going to have to make a couple throws to win it. And Jimmy G's going to do the same thing. So this, I think it's going to be one of the best games of the weekend. I'm kind of with you. I wouldn't be surprised to see San Fran going in there and win a close one. I just think they've got dudes, you know, Debo Samuel and those guys like that, you know, are such, you know, Kittle's playing at a high level. So, I don't know. Good football game. I can't figure Dallas out. I really can't. I've tried. I've watched every game they've played, and sometimes they look good, and sometimes it's like, you know, it just doesn't look good. But I just think Dak's got to find a way to get Amari Cooper more involved throughout the game. I mean, and target him 12, you know, 14 times a game or whatever it is, and same with CeeDee Lamb. But they've got to do more offensively.
I would tend to agree with you. That's the voice of Brandon Whedon. Brandon, enjoy the football. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk next week. Take down all your notes. We'll get your breakdowns of the game. Thanks for being our guest.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's press.
Ilo, what do you got?
Not joking about this, Doug. Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic once again faces, indeed, deportation from Australia after the government revoked his visa for a second time.
Why doesn't he use a MasterCard? What about Discover? What about Discover? You get cash back on Discover.
I'm not going to lie.
Why does he keep trying to use the visa?
That is the epitome of synergy right there. I mean, can you imagine? They got to be jumping all over this. Visa, it's everywhere you don't want to be.
It's everywhere you want to be. You just can't.
You just can't.
Yes. If he has the Discover card, he would have gotten cash back.
There you go.
He would, Jenny.
He would be ready for his first match. Thank you very much. Australia's immigration minister, Alex Hawke, with an E, no relation to Ethan, said that he canceled Djokovic's visa on public interest grounds. Djokovic's lawyers have already appealed. They better hurry because the Australian Open starts in 3 days.
That's crazy. Why doesn't he just get vaccinated?
You know, that's obviously would end this mystery. But also, I know this is not I know tennis isn't a great sports topic show, but he's won like every event like 10,000 times. He's a gazillionaire. Is it worth the trouble? Why doesn't he just like say, forget it? Screw this. I'm going to go take a vacation on the yacht that I can afford.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Want to pull a Cartman? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Because he has, isn't he tied for the number of majors with Nadal and Federer? Don't they all have about the same number of majors?
Yeah, he'll just win the next one next year.
Yeah, he always wins in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, I think now it's become a urinating match.
Yes. Which is some of our favorite things. All right, now, next item. We have paparazzi pictures emerging from the house of newly fired New York Giants head coach Joe Judge of some fascinating deliveries. 9 pizzas and several enormous cases of beer. So much beer, they had to have dollies to load all of these cases of beer into his house. So apparently drowning and eating his sorrows away. Now, a couple things come to mind. First of all, hey, you know what? You get fired, 9 pizzas, several cases of beer is fine. But boy, do you have to be at the bottom of the New York paparazzi totem pole or what to be assigned to stake out Joe Judge's house?
Apparently he had all his assistant coaches over and they just had beer and pizza.
Good.
How'd they not have wings? And did they order those? Everybody has different kinds of garlic things, like garlic knots.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Oh, those are great.
Those are great.
Can't resist those.
Those are really good. And yeah. Anyone who says they don't like the Papa John's dipping garlic, they're lying.
Yeah.
You may not order Papa John's, or you may not like Papa John, the old Papa John's dude or whatever, or you may not like, but no, everyone loves that garlic stuff. It's
That's
just terrible
cool.
for you and tastes terrible. I mean, and smell makes your breath smell terrible.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, you know, the whatever paparazzi outfit this is at, they're at their assignment meeting in the morning. Okay, you get
De Niro.
Yeah, you get De Niro. Madonna's in town. Taylor Swift. You get to stake out Joe Judge's house on the off chance they
honestly,
deliver some beer.
It's better than De Blasio. Better than De Blasio. Do you see Madonna? There's a picture of Madonna, Antonio Brown.
What?
Wait, there's a Madonna, Antonio Brown.
What?
Who else? A Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
There's 2 others in the exact same photo. Who else is
Wait a minute. Is Antonio Brown still in New York?
Okay.
No, now he's in L.A., I think.
Oh, okay.
People.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I see it right now. Kanye, okay. Floyd Mayweather, Antonio okay. Brown. Wow.
Okay. It's like Great. It's like the punchline to every joke.
Talk okay. about it
Kanye,
now.
Antonio Brown, and Madonna walk into a bar.
Man. Talk about an Algonquin roundtable. And I can see...
Oh!
Yeah, they're watching film, and they're upset that he has not been targeted enough. Finally, staying
Roger
in
that.
New York. It turns out the tickets for the Buffalo Patriots wildcard game tomorrow on the secondary market can be had for surprisingly cheap right now. Decent seats, upper deck, but still decent seats between just $37 and $43 tomorrow. I know it's going to be cold, but are you surprised about that?
Wait, it's going to be 37 where?
30 for the Patriots-Bills game in Buffalo. Mm.
37.
Between $37 and $43 in the upper deck?
Huh.
Huh.
I know
degrees.
It's going to be cold, but not that cold.
You have to get there first.
No, oh, that's a good point.
No, there's a big storm going through the Northeast. I'm not sure if you're aware.
And finally, one more New York item. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson. Not a very successful season, but how about this? This week he gifted all of his offensive linemen round-trip first-class plane tickets.
Would have been better if it was, for, it was one way.
You stole
Would
my
have been
line!
If it was one way. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
I picked a lot of favorites this weekend, which means, of course, I'm going to be wrong because there's going to be a bunch of upsets. But I just feel like Big Ben's washed. I feel the Raiders are out of gas. And my questions are about the Cowboys, and maybe the Cowboys open up a little can of whoop-ass on the San Francisco 49ers. But it's going to be a great football weekend. I got the call of UNLV Fresno State on FS1 tonight, San Jose State, Colorado State tomorrow on FS1. So you can check me out, calling some hoops, and then watching some football alongside all of you mooks on Twitter at Gottlieb Show. Enjoy a Joe Judge night. Well, beer and pizza. It's the Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.